Radio Moments, David Lloyd.
We start this week looking back 2 years, and BBC Radio News programmes moved from TV Centre. Programmes like The World Tonight, World at One and PM would no longer emanate from the famous Studio S1.
The first memory I have is of the very first programme I ever broadcast from here. It was brand new. I think we were the first Radio 4 programme to move in. And I had the great delight of broadcasting an entire programme with Radio 2 in my headphones.
On 88 to 91 FM.
Frightening thing, when I first sat down here, my first day, I was quite worried about reading the headlines because you've got to fit them in around the pips, which, as listeners will know, we do with varying degrees of success. So I was quite nervous about doing that. And I'd got to the headlines and John Humphreys just got up and walked out. I thought I'd said something to upset him.
Memories of TV Centre before the move to a new broadcasting house 2 years ago. On the South Coast, this week 26 years ago, a clever use of an adjacent FM frequency in common ownership as Ocean FM got a powerful sister.
Sunday, December the 4th, 1988, at exactly 10 a.m.
Power, power, FM.
Give me a beat!
The power is on.
The launch of Power FM on the South Coast this week in 88. Another offshoot began this week 28 years ago.
Hello, welcome to the new lively, brighter sound of Northants 96, coming to you from the heart of Northamptonshire, providing you with a new radio service that you can really enjoy.
I like listening to local news, as long as it doesn't get too boring. There's local travel to find out what's going on and how the motorway is.
I love local radio.
We'll reflect the lifestyle of the county, keep you entertained and keep you on the move. County Council Leader for Northamptonshire is Bill Morton.
The fact that we've got the M1 transmitted through the middle of the county, many people pick up the local radio when they're going through Northamptonshire. And I think anything...
The launch of Northants 96 this week in 86, taking over from Hereward Radio, now Hart. And let's hope the news never got too boring. Roger Moffat died this week in 86. Roger played a huge role in the early days at Hallam and was famously the last voice on the BBC Light programme.
Well, there we end broadcasting in the Light programme, not just for today, but as it seems, forever. The Light programme, that is, as it's known now, is closing down. But in only a few hours' time, the BBC with Paul Hollingdale will open up on 247 metres and 1500 metres and VHF. That's at 5:30. And then at 7 o'clock on 247 metres, Tony Blackburn will open and swing into our new Radio 1 network.
And now, with the time at 1 o'clock, we come to the end of broadcasting from Radio Hallam for today. We shall be back on the air again at 5 minutes to 5 with the early morning news. So, on behalf of all of us here at Radio Hallam in Sheffield, may we wish you all a very good night.
Farewell, Roger Moffat, this week 28 years ago. If only we had close downs like that now. If only we ever closed down. 50 years ago this week saw the first tentative test transmissions for a station which was to be the template, eventually, for Radio 1.
Now reminds me to remind you that you're tuned to Wonderful Radio London with a clock reading 20 and one half minutes past 6 o'clock. And, oh, come in, do. And, yes, another new record now. This one by a group that I haven't heard much about before, the Riot Squad.
Early moments in the life of the pirate Radio London, which began its test transmissions from the North Sea this week in 1964. It was very nearly named after its ship, and had it been, it would have been the very first Galaxy. The lives of some stations are even shorter than Radio London's 3 years. This one lasted just 6 months.
As the great man said, "This is my truth, tell me yours. Let this music speed through the geography, crisscross the rain-ravaged rivers and wild winds of our tiny, massive country. This is a liberation transmission. This music welcomes all skins."
The incredible start to XFM South Wales this week in 2007. It lasted just 6 months before becoming Nation Radio. Happy birthday this week to this chap, a broadcaster whose naughtiness goes back many years.
I seem to have come through a few nuclear winters, but I loved those schools, and I think that actually they were a very important part of defining my character. That I have a sense of mischievousness about me. I probably am a bit naughty, And I think, in a way, there's certain points in my life and career where that has led me towards disaster. But I think in other ways it's served me well, and particularly in the job that I do now. I think it's I think it's helped me not be too bland, almost, really.
Richard Bacon, happy 39th birthday. So, with Absolute 70s launching this week 3 years ago...
A radio station all about that is only a good thing.
The complete separation of Radio 1 and 2 32 years ago...
6 o'clock on Radios 1 and 2.
And Harriet Scott leaving Heart 2 years ago...
Here's Robbie, it's 8 minutes past 6.
Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio Moments.